Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just the feeling, I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get is a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFOradio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that would help us grow. Tonight I'm joined by Kelly, and Kelly's been having paranormal encounters all his life. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you going?
Very good, mate. I am excited to have you on because when I heard your story, I was very, very intrigued. And what makes it so exciting is you're from my hometown of Cairns, and you're probably the second, maybe third person who's from Cairns that's been on the show. So I'm very excited because anything that happens in my hometown kind of rings a few alarm bells. So do you mind kind of going back and telling us how you kind of started having your paranormal encounters?
Yeah, I'd love to. So I'd say I've had a few sort of instances of thinking I'd seen things or like certain things when I was young, but it wasn't until 2015 where things kind of got a bit weird for me. Like it was just a year, I just finished school, so I was coming out of school and so I just had a bit of time on my hands, but I was still, you know, doing a bit of work here and there. But it basically was a year of just having sleep paralysis and sort of thinking I encountered different types of entities or demons, I'd like to sort of think of them as. But, you know, whatever they are, I was interacting with them and they were speaking to me, you know. So, like, it would have happened early in 2015 where I had the first sort of being make contact with me in this sleep paralysis state. And for those who have, like, had sleep paralysis before, they'll know what I mean when I say, like, I kind of woke up, and someone told me about this. My brother actually had it before me, so he'd already told me about it, and I was a bit frightened with it. I was like, man, that sounds real bizarre, like I hope I don't get that. And then not long after, you know, so about 3-4 months after he really explained that to me, like I had the first encounter, and he explained, you know, you wake up and it's a bit foggy and hazy, like it feels like you're awake, you're thinking straight, you feel your body and that, but you can't move, and you kind of just like, you imagine, I don't know what it does, but your imagination or something conjures up these entities. And like the first encounter I had was, I basically knew I was in that sleep paralysis world just based off what I was told beforehand because I couldn't move. I was like, okay, so this is what it is. And if you've ever seen like the movie Insidious, like thingy area he walks into, like, and so at first I was just like looking up out of my bed and that, and this was the first encounter I had, and the door just slowly crept open, like I could hear the door creak open, and that's when I'm like, okay, like okay, I hope nothing's coming in. Like, I didn't know what to think of it at the time. And then I slowly heard the footsteps, and then I was facing outside, so facing towards my door, but there's like a corner around my door. But then I was facing that way, waiting to see like if I seen anything. And basically, like, I seen something sort of poke its head around, and it was like a tall being in a suit. Like, and everyone knows like the Slender Man myth, or just like that. I was pretty familiar with Slender Man because of like the old YouTube videos that I used to watch when I was younger, and that about the Marble Hornets, where the Slender Man thing started from. And so it was basically just like a tall figure in a white, in a, like a suit, like a black suit. And then he come over. I couldn't see his face because he was that tall. I was just facing towards his body, and like I couldn't really look up because I was like paralyzed. And then that was the first encounter pretty much. So I just seen him sort of stand over me, like over me at the bed. And then I woke up from that.
So by the sounds of this there, Kelly, it almost sounds like you're in another realm or something like that. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, it feels like that. Like, for those who've had it, and like, it definitely feels like you're in a different type of realm. Like, you're half awake, half asleep kind of thing. And people think, you know, your mind sort of conjures up these things while you're in a dream state or something. But like, you feel these things around you. Like, you feel the presence, and you see different creatures and stuff. Like, I've seen multiple different sort of kinds of beings in there, and that, like, they've, if you can move your eyelids when you're in this state, and if you close your eyes, like, basically that's when you'll feel something grab you, or you'll feel things scratching at you or pulling at you, and then things kind of whispering into you, talking to you, like, kind of in a threatening manner, or they'll have something to say that, like, I don't know, it's a bit aggressive and stuff.
What's some of the stuff that these beings have said to you?
Oh, it was just like whispers in my ear, like torment kind of things, like threatening, like, say, like, they would sort of grab you, like, I'd shut my eyes, like, so you don't see anything. Like, that's what people say to do, just shut your eyes, you won't see anything. But if you shut your eyes, basically, you'll feel things kind of grab you, and then, yeah, they'll whisper into you. It would have been stuff just like, hey, like, we're out to get you, or like, that, just sort of, I can't recall like exactly what they were saying to me back then, but it was just like real threatening and aggressive type of like whispering in my ear, like, or they'd be a bit louder or something like that.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. Have you ever woken to marks on your body or anything after a state of paralysis?
I haven't actually had any with marks, but I've had a friend who definitely has had scratches and stuff he's woken up with, which is pretty like interesting. That never happened to me after. It did feel like you have a real battle with them in this space, but I never really noticed if I had anything on me or anything like that. Yeah, like, there's been different types of things. You'd wake up and there'd be a kind of like a, like, people always have that image of like something on your chest. It's like, a lot of the times if you sleep on your back, you can get it and that. And that I'd have like it was like an evil type of Buddha. I'd wake up and see this evil type of Buddha like on my chest, and my chest would feel so heavy. And this thing would just laugh at me, like, look at me and laugh at me. And like, if I laughed back, it kind of broke that paralysis, which is weird too.
Yeah, that's really interesting. What do you think sleep paralysis is?
Yeah, I don't think anyone really knows yet. Like, it's still something not many people really know about. Like, and I'm sure there's research been put into it and more people know about it these days. But, you know, back in, you know, 20, 30 years ago, like, it was a bit less common. But the people who still had it, you know, that's where people think, you know, you've seen demons or you've seen entities, like, something's visited you, or, you know, people that say, you know, you've been cursed or something along those lines. But I'm not too sure what it is, like, but it definitely plays with your mind, and it can it can really disrupt your sleeping pattern and your sleep if you're getting it regularly, which I did throughout most of 2015.
Do you think this might be connected to a spirit world or anything like that? Do you think there's maybe something greater to it, or do you think there it's more of an individual case-by-case thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. in my opinion, it feels like it's definitely like a demon type spiritual world. Like, I don't know if they're demons or they're just types of spirits that are out to sort of mess with you, or they lie within this realm of like being awake and like asleep. It's like a different kind of frequency where they're there and they can operate in. I'm not like fully certain on it, but you definitely, like, when you have it, it feels real, and you know, like, you feel you're seeing things, and like you're seeing different kinds of things that are really like quite scary for most people. But when you get sort of accustomed to it, you're not as frightened, and you're a bit more interested in what it all is, you know, what's it about, you know.
And have you ever felt in danger in any of those situations?
Yeah, it's definitely hard to sort of, because when you feel it, your kind of gut sinks when you go in there. Like, you wake up, or maybe you're sleeping in the afternoon, like, you notice your gut just sort of sinks, and if you can get pretty frightened straight away, like when it happens. And but if you kind of keep calm and you don't really freak out as much, less beings or less things will happen to you. Like, I've noticed that anyway in my case. It's definitely like, if you keep calm and sort of just see what's going on, like, you're not as much as coming to get you. Like,
yeah, no, I completely understand.
Yeah, so like, if you put in a brave face, they kind of respect, or like, whatever they are, they respect you a bit more or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Kelly, do you mind telling me a little bit more about your other encounters?
Yeah, for sure. So would you want me to get into like some of the UFO things, encounters I've had, just to see what you think of them? Or?
Yeah, absolutely, mate, because before we jumped on the air, you said you've had some UFO encounters, you've had some ghost encounters. So, I mean, if you want to get into the ghost encounters, just because we're kind of in that paranormal world, we can start there and head on to some UFO talk.
Yeah. I'll do that then. So with a lot of the ghost stuff, like, it's a lot of typical things, like lights turning on, you know, doors shutting. Like, I had one case where I was just listening to my headphones, and I just felt my whole body from behind me, like, sort of like as if someone grabbed you from behind the shoulders and just rocked you pretty heavily from left to right. Like, just, I've had that sort of happen to me, and I'm like, whoa, like, what was that force that hit me there? And so other things like that, like, just things getting pulled off the bench that there's no possibility they'll get pulled off the bench. Say, like, my phone, like, there's a lot of cases of that. Like, if my phone getting pulled off, and I'm just wondering, okay, like, how'd that slip off? I don't know. That doesn't seem right. And then, like, a controller slipping off, things like that. And I've had weird sort of encounters where, say, last year, my grandma passed away, and so like the night before she passed away, I had a dream, and everyone in my family was sort of lining up next to her on a bed, like next to her bed, and it was like everyone was saying goodbye in this dream. And then I woke up the next morning, and mum's come in and told me, you know, grandma's passed away. So that was just a real bit of a spin out one for me there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, that's almost like a little bit of premonition, isn't it?
Yeah.
And have you encountered that before, or is that a one-off thing?
I haven't. No, not too much of that before. It seems like I have a couple of memories when I was young, but I don't have as clear a grasp of those memories as I would have liked to say. But yeah. So that's with a lot of the spirits, yeah, things like that, yeah. Just a lot of sometimes being drawn to certain energies around the room. Like, for some reason, I'll just feel an energy in a certain direction, or like sometimes like I can really sense something. It's hard to explain, but like you get drawn to certain energies that you feel sometimes. That's just in my experience anyway.
And is this all, do you sense all these energies in the same house that you were, I guess, bumped by the ghost or by the spirit?
Yeah, yeah. It's all been in the same house, in the same area and that.
Have you ever spoken to a psychic or anything there?
No, I haven't. It would be interesting to see.
Yeah, but because no, I haven't. I've spoken to a fair few paranormal investigators, and a lot of the stuff that you're kind of saying, they said this was early, I guess, hints at having psychic abilities.
Mm, yeah, no, it feels like it, if I'm going to be honest.
Because that might be something that you might have the skill and you just don't realize it yet.
Yeah, I've had a lot of cases where I feel that way. Like, I don't know, it's just like I feel this energy and it kind of, you know, it sounds weird and it's hard to explain, but like I just feel an energy and I know, yeah, I've just had connection with people like in a really deep way, and sometimes I can just, things just happen. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's really, really difficult to explain, but to you it makes absolute perfect sense.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's something like that, and it's a lot to do with energy, like the certain energy around. I think everything carries an energy, like, you know, whatever it is. Like, I've had times where I felt like everything was just so connected with each other, like just my energy was just beaming, and sometimes when I'm around people, it's like as if my reality changes to the energy, like I see different things and like everyone else confined to this weird sort of energy we're feeling, you know. It's just like really bizarre and it's hard to explain, but I've had these occurrences a fair bit.
It's absolutely fascinating, mate. It really, really is.
It's definitely been like these parts since 2015 where I was talking to you about having these starting and these sleep paralysis things. It's been a lot of like, so from there to now, like it's just been a, you know, a trippy, crazy sort of few years, just like a lot of bizarre sort of encounters, and it's led to me being a lot more, you know, spiritual or in touch with myself and like, you know, philosophical, and it's just sort of changed my whole outlook on how my life is and like what I'm doing with my life, you know, like it's just, yeah, it's been real bizarre.
Did you think there was anything that happened in 2015 that may have jump-started this skill set within you?
I'm not too certain. Hey, like I just think it, I don't know. It just feels like you're kind of chosen, or like these certain percentage of people who really have a, you know, a difficult, it was a difficult year in 2015 and then a difficult year in 2016, as I was telling you before we got on, like about the depression that followed the sleep paralysis that I had. So like I had a lot of bit of a real like darkness there that I had to get over. It led to me finding that positive side of things, like just basic sort of like outlook and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's really good that you could have that outcome from what can be seen as quite a terrible situation to be in there, Kelly.
Yeah, no, it was interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you mind telling me a little bit more about those UFO encounters that you've had?
Yeah. So I live out the Caravanic area, Lake Placid area, and it's basically, so I've had a few encounters, like I've up in the towards the mountains there. So, you know, the glacier rock there?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Up towards the Coranda Rail and stuff. Yeah, so I've had ones where I've looked up to the mountain and it was just a little part of the rock and stuff. And it, since my house is right there, I'm looking at the mountains and the sky and that pretty clearly. Basically, I've had one where it's just been a bright beam, sort of red light, and it just, I was a bit sort of like, okay. When I first seen it, I was like, okay, like, I don't know what to make of this, but I'll keep looking at it. Like, it can't be it sort of looks like what you see on the mountains with a plane light, but I'm like, okay, they don't have those out here. And then it slowly sort of ascended to the sky, and that's when I'm like, okay, like, what's that? Is that a, like, that someone piloting a like a, what do you call it, the remote drones. And I'm like, no, that's way too big. And then it kept going up. And then when it went up to the sky and then sort of shot up and disappeared, that's when I was like, okay, what did I just see there?
Wow. Did it make any noise or anything like that?
Nah, it didn't. It was just there, you know, like it just slowly rose up and just sort of shot up and disappeared, like out of nowhere. So I was kind of, yeah, I didn't know what to make of it, but I knew it was moving and I knew it disappeared, and I know that it couldn't have been anything else. So I just thought, okay, like that was my first ever real sort of proper encounter with a UFO. Everything else before that was something in the sky. Like I wasn't 100% sure that I'd seen something.
But that sighting really just cemented in your mind that, absolutely a UFO.
And it was kind of around a point where, like, yeah, I was feeling these weird energies again and things like that, like had a lot on my mind kind of thing. And so, like, when I seen that, I was like, whoa, that really spins me out of it.
Yeah, right. And have you encountered anything like that again?
I'd say, yeah. There was just, like, a behind sort of, so there's the two mountains at the back, and then above it, so there's like a in between these two mountains, I just seen like a, I don't know what to call it, like it was like a mothership or something. Like I don't know if there was anything back there like that it could have been. I'm not sure if something in the train, like, but it was way too big to be anything up on the train, like train line. But I basically saw like what would be like described as high beams coming through the mountains, and it sort of lit up in between these mountains and lit up the trees and stuff. And I was like, whoa, like what's that light? Like I just thought something there, but then sort of a ship. It was only about 100 meters above the sky. Like I didn't even, wasn't that far, like high. And then it was pretty sizable, like say like the size of a house, and it was just cruising bright across in between these mountains, and it had these lights in the front that lit up like high beam, and then it had a few lights throughout it, and it was just like, yeah, a big sort of disc of mothership, I was calling it. I was just like, what?
Far out. That's really interesting. Was there anything on this that you could see, I guess, any detail to it, or was it a bit too dark, a bit too far away where it was only appearing as lights? Mm.
Yeah, thinking back to it, like I'm trying to think of the detail. Mostly what comes to mind is just that the lights at the front, like the high beam, and it was basically a disc sort of mothership, like just like a ship sort of. It kind of resembled a ship in a way, like, and it was sort of floating through the air, and I think it had a couple lights like on it towards the back and that, but yeah, I definitely didn't know what to make of it. And if there's something there that runs on a train line, or there's something there, like maybe it's that, but it just seemed way too bizarre and like way too big to be anything involved in the train line.
And did you see anything like that there again? Did it take off? Was there?
Nah, it basically just kept a consistent slow pace till I couldn't see it behind the mountain. So yeah, so whatever's living back there. Nah, I don't know.
Kelly, that sounds like a little bit of a hotspot, because I kind of know the area that you're talking about there, and it's not uncommon to see lights around that area.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Like, and it's definitely got like a, there's definitely always some real high planes that cruise over this area too. Sometimes it can catch you out to make you think it's something, but like just like some bloody UAVs up there, real small, that come across the mountains there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I've definitely had a few little encounters there around towards the mountain, the Glacier Rock area, and, like, towards the right of that, so more so out towards the mountains above Caravonica and that.
Well, Kelly, I want to thank you for coming on the show, mate, because you've had quite a few experiences there, and they're quite interesting.
Yeah. No, it's been interesting. Like, I'm sure I'll have more to tell you if I'll come back on another time. But at the moment, that's basically the bulk of the things that sort of happened with me. You know, I covered the sleep paralysis, the UFOs, a bit of the spirits and stuff, and that, and those energies I was feeling, like the feeling like you're kind of tapped into a different frequency. Like, that's basically a lot of the, sums up a lot of the stuff that's, you know, been the case for me the past few years.
Just before I let you go, what do you think UFOs are?
Oh, I'm not too sure. I think there's definitely some connection to UFOs and beings that are advanced, like advanced, you know, advanced levels of consciousness that are able, I don't know, that are just like looking over us, or they're able to get into us and show themselves when they want, but then they can disappear so quickly because they're adjusting to a different frequency, kind of thing. Like, so they're just getting out of your viewpoint because we can't visualize them, like something deep on a deeper level. Like, I'm not too sure, but they're definitely something. So I don't know.
Yeah, and that's exactly it, Kelly. I mean, no one actually knows at this stage, so there's no right or wrong answer to that. So that's
yeah,
fantastic.
It's just intriguing, and I'm an open-minded person. It could be something. It could be, you know, we don't know what it is. Like, I'm definitely just basing this off my experiences and saying, hey, I'm intrigued, but I'm also, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, over exaggerate everything that I've seen or been through. Like, I'm just saying what I've sort of encountered and certain experiences I've had, and I've got an open mind to say, hey, I don't know what this is and what, you know, what the truth to reality is. Things like questions like that, yeah, we just don't know. And obviously there's some, with all these people having these encounters, there's something that's sort of connecting with our world.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFO radio. Until next time, stay safe. And you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.